Good evening, everybody. My name is Mark, and I'm a gratefully recovered alcoholic addict. Ooh, this is a big room. I'd like to thank Larry and Joe and the speaker committee for asking me to come speak here tonight. I'd like to thank all of you for being here. Welcome to the newcomer. Welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. It's funny how I got asked to speak here. I did a panel, an H&I panel with Larry a couple months ago, and I had about 10 months at the time, and he's got, you know, a multiple amount of years. I think everybody had 5 years and up, and I'm sitting there with six other people wondering what I'm going to say, you know, thinking he may put me in the middle of the pack, and he goes, "Hey, Mark, you're going to speak first tonight." I'm like, "Oh, thanks a lot, Larry. Appreciate it." And then after that, he comes and tells me that he'd like me to come speak here, and it's a great honor to be here and speak tonight. So thank you all for having me. When I introduce myself, I always like to say that I'm a gratefully recovered alcoholic and addict because I'm extremely grateful for the life that I have today because of this program and the relationship that I have with God. And I like to say recovered because, as it states in the book, we of Alcoholics Anonymous are a group of more than 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And I have recovered from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. My story starts prior, like a lot of years have started. I started drinking and using when I was a young kid in my teenage years. I was a big perfectionist, so I didn't use and drink during school hours. I always waited till I got home, until the weekend. And that continued all the way up until college. I didn't think I had a problem. And then when I got to college, I surrounded myself with people that used and drank like I did. So I was just like, oh, I'm just fitting in with the crowd. Didn't understand that I had a problem. And it started just drinking and smoking until a roommate of mine came back from a Christmas break with a handful of pills. And that's when things really started to turn for the worst. Things got really bad. I'm originally from New Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia. Go Eagles. So me and a friend of mine were realizing that things were getting awful, and I looked at him one night and I said, "Dude, if we stay in New Jersey, we're going to kill ourselves." And my brothers had moved out here a couple years prior, and they were like, "Dude, just come out here, get off the stuff, and you know, start living life normally." So we thought all we needed was a geographic and good weed, and we heard you guys had some of that out here, so. I got in my car and I drove across country, landed out here about 5 years ago, and things were okay. I had never heard about Alcoholics Anonymous. I thought an alcoholic was somebody that just drank too much and got sick. So that's what I continued to do. I smoked and drank and just stayed off the harder stuff for about a year and a half until I walked into a medi shop that was a favorite of mine, and they were doing a transaction for pills, and that's when things started to get bad again, and that slow progression from pills to heroin was incredibly quick. And it was right around a year ago at this time. Oh, my sobriety date is 11/27/2014, so I'm coming up on a year next week. And so right around this time last year is when things really started to get powerless and unmanageable. A couple of my good friends had come out from home, and we went to a party one night, and I thought I was cool as a cucumber. And seeing a video later, I was not as such. They just say, "We're going to pick you up for the Eagles game Sunday." I'm like, "Okay." They're like, "We're going to grab your brother, though." And I'm like, "My brother's a Bucks fan. Why would he come to the Eagles game?" So we go over to the bar, and we stop by his house to pick him up, and I walk in the door, and they're like, "Have a seat, bud." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, here we go." I was like on that show Intervention. I'm like, "This is awful." And that lasted for about 5 minutes before I bolted out the door and went and got loaded for the day. But I remember sitting there, and they said one thing that stuck with me the entire day, and they were like, "You can continue to do what you're doing, and you're going to lose us out of your life, or you can come and get sober." And I could not get loaded enough that day to forget that statement. And I didn't want to lose my best friends and my family, so I decided to try their little lockdown method. I lasted about 2 days through that lockdown method before I was making calls to dealers and trying to sneak drinks out of their closet. And that's where that ended. So I remember my brother had come over to bring us a PlayStation 4 because, you know, they thought I was staying sober. And they caught me with a bunch of stuff, and my best friend of, you know, 14 years had to kick me out of his house with his wife. And just to see the pain that I was causing my younger brother, I basically had raised him since he was a kid, and he was just bawling his eyes out, and he grabbed his chest and, like, yelled like somebody had hit him in the heart. And that for me was, like, a big moment where I was like, man, I can't do this to this kid that I love so much. So we got in the car, and he's crying. He's like, "Why can't you get sober, man?" He's like, "Just come back to my house. We'll take care of you." He's like, "You know, just get off the stuff." And I was like, "Yeah, all right, we'll give it a shot." So I go back to his house. We're sitting on the couch, and he's watching me like a hawk. And I wait literally to the second I see his eyes kind of drift off, and I run into the kitchen. And he caught me again, and he just said, "Why can't you stop?" And I always think about on page 34 of the big book where it says, that is the baffling thing about alcohol, the utter inability to stop, no matter how great the necessity or the wish. And I knew I needed to stop, and I wished to stop, but there was no stopping me. And that was the first time he looked at me and he said, "Do you need to go somewhere to get help?" And I said, "Yeah, maybe I do." So I went over to a detox program in Ramona called Pomero, and I was there for 8 days. And during that time, I had met with some counselors, and they were talking to me, and they're like, "Do you still think you're going to drink and use or drink and smoke when you get out of here?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, absolutely." I was like, "I don't have a problem with alcohol or drugs." I was like, "I just need to get off the hard stuff." And he looked at me, and he's like, "Well, think about this, that the secondary solutions always lead back to the primary problem." And I thought about that for a long time, and I was like, man, he is absolutely right, because I started going through my history and thinking about all the times that drinking or smoking had led to harder stuff. And I stayed there for about 8 days, and then I was blessed to go to a place called Genesis Recovery. And that's where my life really started to turn around. I dove into the steps and really found that spiritual awakening that they say they're going to provide in step 12, like having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. And I had that spiritual awakening. And it was the greatest experience of my entire life, and because of those steps and that program, it's where I am today. Because, you know, take away the drugs and the alcohol, and I'm still a pretty crappy person without those steps and the work that I've done to change that. And you know, luckily that place gets you down to causes and conditions, like it says in the big book. And I was able to examine some causes and conditions of why I drank and used. And today I have just an incredible faith in God, and that's what I owe my sobriety to mainly, and it's because of this program that I have that faith in God. And that faith is just, it's an incredible thing. It gives me courage to go through each and every day, and it's so unbelievable. I wish, and that peace and that joy that I feel inside from that faith is unbelievable. And there's a story, you know, a guy's thanking the carpenter for making him well, and the carpenter says, "It's not me, it's your faith that has made you whole." So the faith is so strong, and that's exactly what I owe my sobriety to today. Last year when I went into detox, I had absolutely nothing in my life. I had no place to stay, I had no car, I had no job, I had no friends, nobody wanted to be around me. On my birthday, I spent my birthday alone. My birthday's in October, and that was just a miserable, restless, irritable, discontent way of living. And that's when I decided that I needed to change things. And today, I have two jobs. I have my own place. Like a couple months ago, I got my own place, and I woke up in my own bed in my own house for the first time since I was 16 years old. I have a beautiful girlfriend. I have people that want to call me their friend. I have people that trust me at work. They give me the key to the safe at work. And it's unbelievable because, like I said, about a year ago, I couldn't even be trusted to take a bathroom break. And it's like I said, it's because of this program, Alcoholics Anonymous, and because of the relationship that I have with God. And it's, this program is such a spiritual program. Meetings aren't going to keep me sober. My sponsor is not going to keep me sober. The community that's around me is not going to keep me sober, because when my sponsor doesn't pick up his phone, I can't make it to a meeting and none of my friends answer their phone. I got to rely on something greater than myself. And in those times when I'm standing between that next drink and drug, I pray to God, and he relieves that mental obsession, that want for that craving, that need. And I remember sitting in detox, and they're telling me that, you know, that mental obsession, it's going to leave you at some point. And I was like, "You're absolutely crazy. Like, I think about this stuff all the time." And because of that relationship, like, that mental obsession has gone. And I can't tell you how days go by, and you sit there and you think, man, like, I didn't think about drinking and using in the longest time. And like I said, it is because of this program of Alcoholics Anonymous, my relationship with God, and my life today is just exponentially better, and I am incredibly grateful for that. So thank you for letting me share.